Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
And welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Mr. Mark Gross, the owner of Burgess Jewelry. Mark, our second visit together. I very much enjoyed the first one, getting to know you. Let's sort of reintroduce, though, kind of make that connection between you and our listeners, because you're a neat guy. I had fun talking to you last time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Tell us a little bit about you and your background, how you found your way into ownership of a jewelry shop.
So my wife and I, you know, met in California at GIA, getting our gemologist degree. And to make a long story short, we sort of came full circle back to her longstanding family business, who has been in business over 43 years at this point right now.
In the jewelry business.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So this is the third generation. And we recently purchased that and have a lot of exciting things that we've been doing recently.
You do have exciting things, including a new selection of jewelry. And we're going to hopefully whet a few appetites and get some folks coming for a visit to see some of the new things that you have. Skipping way ahead here, there's not much that you can't do because of the technology you have. So we're going to talk about your processes and your capabilities here in just a couple of minutes. Always love to talk. You know, I'm kind of a geek for this stuff. You know, I'm a hands-on guy. I like working with my hands, and I love to see gifted artists do their thing, because you can take something as, you know, and you and I were just talking about doing a little octopus.
That's right. That's right. You know, we have a lot of fun at Burgess Jewelry Design, and part of what we enjoy doing so much is conversing with customers and talking about what they're trying to accomplish and hearing what their story may be behind the piece or why they're wanting to design something. And that really, that gets us excited. You know, that's what we do every day, and that's what we love.
Yeah, that's the kind of passion that really makes an operation like yours thrive, because it comes through when people go into your retail operation and they get to meet your folks, they get to meet you, they get to meet your wife, and actually do business directly with the folks who are sort of conducting the orchestra, if you will. How many artisans are you working with, craftspeople?
So right now we have myself and my wife, and Carol, you know, the original owner, is still a little bit involved, and she does some things for us as well. And then we have another lady who's been in the business over 25 years who does a lot of design work, and you know, if you tell her what you're trying to accomplish, she knows exactly how to get you there, that's for sure. She's been doing this a long time, and I love her support, that's for sure.
Easy to find. You're kind of central to the southern part of the Springs at 1873 South Nevada Avenue. The way you like to describe that is being right next door to the Vanguard School.
That's true. That's true. You know, we really love the area we're in, and there's a lot of great things that are happening in the Colorado Springs downtown area, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
So what are the couple of major cross streets right nearby?
So we're right there at South Nevada and Southgate in the shopping center there, and we're right next to the new auto parts store that just opened up as well, if you're familiar with that, in the shopping center. So if you pull in there, you can't miss us.
So Southgate and South Nevada is the major cross street, and not too far from Vanguard School, right near, right next door to the new auto parts shop.
Correct. There. So the shopping center right in there, you can't miss us.
When I walk through the front door, tell me what my experience is going to be like.
So when you walk through the front door, you know, you're going to look at a store that has brand new merchandise and jewelry that's one of a kind, that's not like any other store. We don't really focus on specific designers. We focus on things that are more unique, things that are not made by the hundreds or thousands, things that you'll find, you know, 10 and 15 at most maybe made. And you'll be greeted with a smile and an opportunity to basically do whatever your heart's desire. If it is physically able to be done in the jewelry business, we're going to be able to accomplish that right there.
And that was the interesting confidence that came out of you when I showed you a picture of an octopus. And between my wife and I, there's a bit of background there. And we've adopted that as a symbol of how much we care for each other. And I'm going to leave the details of that story to people's imaginations. But I will tell you this. I showed you the picture, and you didn't bat an eye.
No, that's definitely something we're able to accomplish, and we've done some very unique things. I've actually got a quite unique bumblebee ring that has a long story, which I won't get into now, but I guarantee you it's a one-of-a-kind piece you've never seen before. but it's totally made to look like a bumblebee, and it's beautiful. But that's what we strive for, is the unique things and things that'll make us different than other jewelers, and hopefully allow people to accomplish things that are really what they want to do.
You know, and the natural world is extremely complex. I could give you an octopus with 8 legs, and it still wouldn't bother you. I could give you a caricature of an octopus. It would not concern you in the least. So let's talk about why all that confidence for your ability to take something that comes from nature that can be extremely complex in design. Think about a bumblebee and all of its legs and its wings and the veins, all the things that you probably have cast into that piece. And let's start from the very beginning. Here comes the idea. Here come what happens next.
So from concept to completion, you know, the way we do things is I have the capabilities to make all the parts and pieces on the computer-aided modeling the same way that Disney movies are made today, so to speak. So I take all the parts and pieces, I make everything we need, and then I can cast as detailed or as finite as we need and put all of them together, assemble them, polish, clean, set the stones, and we have the capabilities to make anything that anybody wants, basically, with all the technology, with laser welders, with computer-aided modeling, with the mills that gives you wax models you can come in and see if you would like, that are three-dimensional. So if you want to look at a model and say, oh, I thought that was a little bit thicker than I had envisioned, then we'll adjust that for you, and you'll see a new wax. And then you say, oh, that's perfect, or what about the height? Maybe we could adjust the height for you, so we'll adjust that. So the possibilities are endless and the capabilities are endless. It's just a matter of what you want, what you're trying to accomplish.
Now, back to the bumblebee ring. What was the inspiration for that? And how complex is it?
So this bumblebee ring was actually 19 different pieces. And the inspiration behind it was this young couple were actually beekeepers. And that was their profession. And so what they did was they searched around and talked to different jewelers and did different, sit-downs and had conversations and showed pictures and things like that. And immediately when they came into my store and presented me with the opportunity, I thought it was just super unique and jumped all over it. And I was just amazed to have the opportunity. So I was all over it.
19 different pieces.
That's correct.
Wow. And you can do a rendering of that in wax ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely. And we actually have it on display on rotation at our TV at the store. So if you want to come in and take a look at a lot of the different designs we have, you can, walk in the store and see it anytime.
There's just no better way to experience that than to go into the store. And again, the store is at 1873 South Nevada Avenue. It is in the area of Southgate and South Nevada, and right next to a new auto parts store, not too far from the Vanguard School. For those of you who are familiar with that area, for those of you who are not, you'll find it fairly easy to locate. Again, 1873 South Nevada. South Nevada and Southgate, that big intersection down there. It's kind of a confluence for where Colorado Springs travels.
Just look for all the construction. We're right there.
Yes, which can be challenging, and you're going to be going through that for a little while.
That's right.
Mark, we've got about a minute left, and you've given a great example of a couple of things that you can do. Something super easy, like a 3D or 2.5D rendering of a little octopus in gold, all the way up to a 19-piece bumblebee, and I'm sure much, much more elaborate and intricate than that. And it all involves very high-tech equipment. So you've got to know CAD, you have to know, computer-aided design. You've got to be able to take somebody's imagination and translate that into that first wax rendering and then go from there.
That's right. And, the main thing that we like to focus on, if there's something that can be done physically in the jewelry business, repair or design, we'd love to have the opportunity to take a look at it and see what you're trying to accomplish. And we have fun in the store every day. Don't be intimidated to come in and see us. It's not your typical jewelry store. We'd love an opportunity to see what you're trying to do.
What hours do you keep?
So we're closed Sunday and Monday. We're there Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, and Saturday, 10 to 3:30.
So closed Sunday and Monday.
Correct.
Tuesday through Friday?
Yes. 10 to 5:30.
10 to 5:30, and then
yes.
Saturday?
10 to 3:30.
10 to 3:30. The number to call to reach the store?
Is 719-632-4400.
Mark, thank you. That's Mark Gross, owner of Burgess Jewelry. Generation number 3.5.
That's right.
Because you married into a third generation family. Now you own the business, and you own that with your wife, who comes from that three generations of jewelers. What a wonderful thing. I hope people experience Burgess very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We air Sundays here on KRDO News Radio at 7 a.m., 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We'll be back next Sunday at 7.